And so I get this question all the time from parents, and they ask me, would you let your own child play football, or should I let my child play soccer? And I think that as a field, we're a long way from giving an answer with any kind of confidence there. So I look at that question from a bit of a different lens, and I want to know, how can we prevent concussion? Is that even possible? And most experts think that it's not. But the work that we're doing in my lab is starting to reveal more of the details around concussion so that we can have a better understanding. The reason we're able to prevent skull fracture with helmets is because it's pretty simple. We know how it works. Concussion's been much more of a mystery. So to give you a sense of what might be happening in concussion, I want to show you the video here that you see when you type in to Google, what is a concussion? The CDC website comes up, and this video essentially tells the whole story. What you see is the head moves forward, the brain lags behind, then the brain catches up and smashes into the skull, it rebounds off the skull, and then proceeds to run into the other side of the skull. And what you'll notice is highlighted in this video from the CDC, which I'll note was funded by the NFL, is that the outer surfaces of the brain, where it was to have smashed into the skull, looks like it's been damaged or injured. So it's on the outer surface of the brain. And what I'd like to do with this video is to tell you that there are some aspects that are probably right, indicative of what the scientists think happens in concussion, but there's probably more that's wrong with this video.